Did you, Ruby?
Hey, Tom. I'm out here.
Hey.
Did you call it?
Yeah, I was able to toy around with it a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring that for your business and not charge you anything for it as well. Like I said, I only have like 3 guys that really I've given that to. We just got out of beta on that technology, right? Because we have one in our internal company as well, right? When people call back or talk with us, right?
Yeah.
It like takes calls and it really works. I mean, I've closed so many people just off that thing.
Yeah.
So it really helps, and it so you can use that to like book an appointment, answer questions, and we'll program it obviously to say TNT roofing and restoration. I just have that there, so you like I had my team set that up, so because they're having me basically spearhead this thing, right?
Yeah.
And so I've given it out just to kind of let, as a favor, I've given it out to all like my big clients, right? And I told you I'd be willing to give it to you too, because I think you'll like it. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah. So my basic package, as we went over, it's $299 a month, okay? Whenever you're ready to do the paper leads, that's just a one-time charge of $250 to take care of your background check and all the paperwork on it, okay?
Yeah.
Does take about 2 months for that process, like we talked about heavily yesterday on, to get going. But once you get that going in the future, that is going to really take your business to the next level, because those paper leads, like I explained, are phenomenal when it comes to the quality, because you don't pay for a lead you don't want, which is amazing.
Yeah. So what I got to do is I've got to drop some cash in the bank. So if you want to call me back around noon.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you a call noon your time. Yeah, let me just see here. Let me pull up calendar. It's going to be okay. I'll squeeze you in. Yeah, no problem. All right. I'll move some things around, but I will call you at noon. Exactly noon, or do you need like noon 30?
Yeah, noon 30.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, because that'll actually work out a little bit better too for me. So let me put you down noon 30 here, okay? And then I will call you at 12:30. Are you in? You right now in Florida right now still, or are you in Kentucky? Okay.
Yeah.
What part of Florida are you guys working in right now?
We work down south, like Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
Nice. I love Fort Myers.
April. Yeah.
Nice. It's a great little area. You can actually get an affordable place in Fort Myers too, which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's probably, it's not as expensive like some of the other places, you know?
Also, I mean, you go a little further south, you get to Bonita or Naples, you're just, it's unaffordable completely. I don't even know how regular people could even live it even close to there, man.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, like, well, you look at the other side, like, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to like, you know, like obviously there's like, there's
Boca
Palm Beach, but there's like where Trump lives and all those guys,
yeah.
Like dude, over there in Palm Beach Gardens.
Oh yeah.
Extremely, like, I don't know how people afford there, you know?
You get,
you can get like affordable in like Fort Lauderdale's and like the, you know, that whole area, you know, it's like, it's still nice, but like when you go a little bit north, like those areas, I mean, it's just, it's crazy, but I don't know. Florida's nice. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's nice. It's just like, you know. It's just becoming – everybody's moving out now, right now, because of the insurance issue, right? Have you been hearing about, like, you can't even get homeowners insurance that's affordable anymore?
So what they did is they made it to a state. All the insurance companies got the hell out, and they made it a state spot. So if you got a problem with your roof or your siding or anything like that, man, you got to pretty much sue the frickin' state, dude.
Oh, yeah. Good luck on that one, huh?
Well,
so they have carte blanche, huh?
Yeah. It pretty much, it's a one and done. You file the claim, they deny you, and then you sue them. And then
wow.
You wait for 6 months, and then they'll pay out. You literally
wow.
Have to
sue them. It's a long process in Florida. So I can see why, like, you have your business in Kentucky, because it's, you know, it's way better
oh, yeah.
platform on it. Yeah.
But
so what I'm thinking is this. We get this thing going for a couple months, and then we can sit down. Once I start getting you results, we'll sit down, and we'll start talking about adding that extra fuel to the fire, right, you know, as money starts flowing more in so that we can eventually get those paper leads. Because I'm telling you, you really want those leads. Like that, I'm telling you, are the best leads money could buy. Right. And I'm not just saying that. It really is. Right. It gives you full power to like get more leads too. Right.
So you get,
and
you there.
So good news though with, roofing is it's starting to pick up right now.
It is.
During the winter though, man, you guys were all slow. Like all my roofing guys were telling me like, man, like cause Google slowed down on roofing. Like people weren't looking. It was like a really killer last 3-4 months, man. Yeah. It was. Like, my guys were still doing okay, but now it's like, okay, everything, like, turned a new leaf. So I'm thankful that, you know, things started picking back up, you know? Because,
well,
you know, obviously – what was that?
It was a brutal winter.
It was. It was. I mean, it's just like there was no roofing going on. All my roofers, like – and like, and I have guys that, like I said, spend serious money, right?
Right.
And, you know, so, I mean, there's things that are out of all of our control, and that is, you know, who's searching, how many searches, right? All that stuff, like, nobody can control, right? But the cool thing is now it's finally starting to pick up. Like, just to kind of give you an idea, right, in your surrounding area, right, just roofing keywords, last month, there was over 389 searches in your surrounding area, which is
yeah.
good. That's good. That's good. For roofing, that's really, really good, right?
Yeah.
And I anticipate this month, you know, we should well over get 600, 700 searches going in your surrounding area.
Frankfurt's a little bit further out, but from what I understand of what Angie's and networks were telling me, that they get a lot of shit coming out of Frankfurt. And that's really,
well,
I have a city paid Frankfurt, but I never really tended to it. You know what I mean?
That's why I really want to get you on those paper leads as soon as possible, Tom, because on those paper leads, we get to choose what cities that you're going to show up at the very tippy top on those. Right. But the only downside is it, like I said, it takes 2 months to get you approved for it. But once we do get you approved for it, you know, we're going to sit down with you and be like, okay, Tom, what areas do you want us to have you showing? And you get to choose. And you can go as far north, south, east, west as you want, right? As long as we stay in Kentucky, obviously. But my point I'm making is, you know, those paper leads are going to be a game changer to help you increase your radius. Because my flat rate package is going to have like a 25-mile radius from your business address, right? Like we explained yesterday. And then those retargeting ads on that $299, I'll be spending $100 a month on those ads on Facebook, which again is going to give you a really good return on investment with this package. Great place to start, right? But when you want to take it to that next level and like really, really add that fuel to the fire, that's where those paper leads will come in. Okay. All right, sir. I'll call you noon 30 and then, so weird saying that, but, I'll call you then and I will talk with you more and we'll get you going. And then also, I'm going to have to find out a couple more details from you. We're going to have to schedule a onboarding call. Would you want your onboarding call like tomorrow or do you want it like next week?
Tomorrow's good.
Okay. Like tomorrow I could do like the soonest I'll be able to do is like a 1 o'clock your time tomorrow. You think like something like that would work?
Yeah.
I could do like a 1, I could do like a 4 o'clock tomorrow as well. Like those would be like pretty much the 2 slots that I'm looking at right now that I could probably make work for tomorrow for you guys.
Yeah. 1 should
okay.
be fine.
Okay. So that's fine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you down for that 1 o'clock right now. So it doesn't get taken by anybody else. Cause that's the last thing I want to have happen, you know? And then, real quick, while I got you on the phone, Tom, your legal name's Thomas, right? T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Tom, how do I spell your last name?
H-O-U-G-H.
Okay. H-O-U-G-H. Okay. And then did I ever send you an email? I don't think so. No, I did not. Okay. Tom, and then what's your best email for you?
Thomas L. Huff at Gmail for now. I've got something happened with my other email, so I've got to
figure it out. Okay. Thomas L. and then H-O-U-G-H at Gmail?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, cool. So I'm going to get that 1 o'clock scheduled, at least for you, for tomorrow. And then I'll call you at 12:30 so we can at least finish this up and then get your invoice taken care of. And then we'll finish this call up then, okay? I'll call you in a few hours, all right? Talk to you then.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.